Our final question. In a private conversation on November 11th, 2013, you said, God is very charming. So when someone is radiating that, it charms people's mind. When your mind is charmed, it is in the heart. It cannot think. End quote. The questioner says, I do experience the charm mentioned in this quote. My mind is charmed at your presence, and I do feel a beautiful silence and peace in your presence, which continues during the rest of the day when I have a chance to spend some time with you. Do you have any advice for those times that it is not possible to be in your physical presence?
I would say, I can say a lot of things, but it's going to be far-fetched. I used to say it, and the questioner would ask me the same question a year later and a year later. So I'm going to really tackle what the questioner really wants. I would say, as you recognize yourself, no difference than me, than my reality, and radiate the same energy around you, your attachment and your needing to be around me decreases. But until then, just enjoy yourself. And be grateful that you at least have that. Because some people don't. And they will have a harder time to find it within their own self, that type of love and persistence to dig in. As long as we think, according to Ramana, as long as we think we are the body or a trace of that, there is nothing wrong with finding an energy that matches us and can lift us up. It's just a good fortune.